This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions. Minister of State for Personal Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said that over 25 lakh people have adopted face authentication to generate their digital life certificate. Dr. Singh said this while addressing the launch of 4th Nationwide Digital Life Certificate campaign in New Delhi today. He said that the initiative has drawn accolades from foreign countries, including Mongolia and Maldives. He also informed that the campaign will run till the end of this month. The minister also launched a booklet and short film on the campaign. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The assembly segments of 18 districts will go to polls tomorrow. To monitor the polling process, webcasting will be done from all 45,341 polling stations, along with the state police. Central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. To promote women empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths have been set up, along with 107 Divyang personal managed booths. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in 56 polling booths of Satyagraha assembly segment. Six pilgrims lost their lives after being hit by the Kalka-Howrah mail train while crossing the railway track at Chunar railway station in Mirzapur, Uttar Pradesh this morning. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister and local MP Anupriya Patel have expressed condolences over the incident and directed district officials to reach the spot immediately, expedite relief work and ensure proper treatment for the injured. The 556th Prakash Gurpurab of the founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, is being celebrated with religious fervor. Born in Rai Bhoi Ki Talwandi, known as Nankana Sahib in Lahore, on the full moon day in the month of Kartik in 1469. He was a great spiritual teacher who dedicated his life to teaching people about the oneness of God and the importance of living an honest, kind and helpful life. His teachings were against the social problems of his time, like the caste system, and emphasized that all human beings are equal. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In a social media post, President Murmu said this occasion inspires all to adopt the ideals and values of Guru Nanak Dev and guides all towards building a better society. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished that the divine occasion connected to Indian culture and spirituality brings happiness, peace, health and prosperity to everyone. Today marks the sacred occasion of Ras Purnima, celebrated with great devotion and enthusiasm across West Bengal. Ras Jatra Utsavs are being organized at several prominent locations, including Navadweep, Mayapur and Shantipur in Nadia district, the Madan Mohan Mandir in Kuch Bihar district, and the Shyam Sundar Mandir and Kasipur Rajbati in North 24 Parganas district. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today paid floral tribute to freedom fighter Deshbandhu Chittarandan Das on his birth anniversary in Samvidhan Sadan, New Delhi today. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service at Naval Base in Kochi tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.